Network.org, and this is October 16th, 2016. This is the second live hour of Parker Pathways. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwagi@sbcglobal.net. I don't know if I'm going to have to stick to private planes. I don't want to be on an airplane and have some woman say that I tried to feel up her skirt. You know, when that's what the Allred lady is saying, you know, saying that Trump did that, you know. Well, they show a picture of the airplane seats, and they even got a guy that was on the airplane at the time. He said it couldn't have been possible. I'm a Navy guy, okay? I don't hide it. When I was in the Navy, I traveled all over the world. I was on missions. I was a highly trained person. They didn't have Green Berets in those days. I was part of the whole medical system, the military training things. There were 39 of us. And we were sent to the quadrants of the earth, wherever there was an American interest. And I've been in a lot of places. I've seen a lot. And I'm still seeing it in the world. But I deal with it now on the earth, you know, of medical research and the effect of the water and how it's changed and how it will be changed in terms of affecting the human species. And, of course, Al Gore gave his message, having us eat species that were extinct and going extinct. I'm going to be reading something to you by Charles Krautheimer, who normally is on Fox, and concerning the Clinton Foundation, which he calls organized crime. But first, we have a caller, Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff. Welcome aboard to Parker Pathways.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Yeah, the last caller, I think Wilson Temperature Syndrome. I would Google that and get some background on it. Wilson Temperature Syndrome?
What about the last caller? That woman had endometriosis.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying with the thyroid levels. I'm just saying.
What about her thyroid level? That's important because it has to do with the hypothalamus complex that affects the endocrine system.
Right. I can hear you're trying to shuffle the house of cards, and it's not a theory, it's a conspiracy with the mainstream media. And the scum always rises to the top, as you discussed at this Nobel Prize meeting.
Oh, yeah. The media the media should be brought up in front of a federal court. All of these newspapers and the people have been in the tank for social progressive communism for a period of 5 years solid.
Yeah. There's already a court case, Dr. Parker, from Fox that basically the media can lie to you and can get away with it, and then they can even fire the people. And with the NDAA issues going on, your medical camp FEMA for your October 14th issue, it got 12,500 out of the 25,000 for the the permanent quarantine system. Scalia needs to be added to the body count based on the emails from done from WikiLeaks. Okay, so 4 years ago, from image 1472, from October 16th, 2012, it's what I'm helping you with, and I'll never forget. The fly knows, K-N-O-W-S, about Hillary. Too bad the UN and Anna's last comments about the UN, Swiss Indo, and the Wall Street do not know. October 16th, 2016, 11 a.m., local Indonesian time, they had the JFK executive order 11,111 prior to his assassination. And this has the Masonic killing that's associated with Killing Reagan, the movie debut tonight, for all those MK Ultra programmers that have been set out in the past couple years. That's the reason why they released Hinckley. Okay? And this ties with the Bush crime cabal with assassinations. The timing of the Obama space weather events and the executive order and DEFCON 3 changes are very interesting. So what we've got is your person against the state is the impeachment of Hillary under military codes, 18 U.S.C. 2071, concealment, removal, and mutilation generally. Okay, so if you look at the August 1st data on, and you put it on special, this goes back to the October 26, 2014 show about the Rife body bag. What you mentioned about the transparency of the second pair of DNA from the model last year to work with the William Lyon atomic hydrogen DNA model, the second set would operate on the far infrared split wave pair for dual wave hologram pumping, as mentioned 20 minutes ago in the first hour of your show today. That's how that resonated, the crazy, crazy stuff from last year interconnects, but the largest genome is the gut biome. And that's where we're talking about on all those stuff.
That's right, and you're right.
So that's the admixture of all the things from last year that, bring in our technical things. We haven't really been discussing any technical things because of all the political campaigning stuff. All the emails I was trying to send you last week were basically, if it was a billion-to-one odds, it needed to be researched, because essentially this is the timing where they're trying to bring everything down. So even though things may look bleak, there is, all these other things, the Rothschilds right now and these guys, Swiss Indo, the UN guys, are trying to reformulate the Bank of the United States again based on the March 2015 bankruptcy. And so, if Trump wants to basically bring out these items, Lewy proteins, the bankruptcy in 2015 that Obama won't talk about, and the reorganization being done by the UN, these are the things that could be important in the next week or so.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the new UN, I think he's from Paraguay, there's a fellow that's a real piece of work.
The UN chief?
Yeah.
He's in Portugal, I think, Portugal.
Yeah, I think it's Portugal. Yeah, I think it's Portugal, yeah.
Right.
The UN was very, they sent me all the stuff overnight. I didn't ask for it, and they were trying to shove it up to me, and say, well, this is a person with great respect, I have to get his whole name and the rest of it before the show's out. But the thing is that I have it, but I know of him. And the thing is that we have to put our faith in my opinion. Yes, it's Portugal, Antonio Guterres. Yeah, he's the one that set up the whole Syrian refugee thing to get 600 million refugees in the United States. That's his plan. And
right.
He wants
the whole thing is getting refugees, so there's no citizens. And this is how they bring in this new. This is what the Swiss Indio thing was, Dr. Parker. About essentially taking all the gold that Anna talked about and essentially putting it in, like with the Karen Hootis maneuver, paying off $139 trillion per country of debt, basically bailing out all the banking systems and bailing out all the corporations and giving a certain amount of funds per unit. But this is essentially the interim scam that's being run by the two people trying to get a hold of the U.S. Contract since the March 2015 thing that Anna basically has done all that work on.
Yeah. Well,
so that's the real important window that they're trying to push right now.
Yeah, the one thing that they're afraid of in the Congress is what you're alluding to, I know about. But add this to the idea, the key point is that there will be no America.
Right, that's what the death panel does. The death panel gets rid of Congress.
Yeah, that's what I brought out 7 years ago before the thing. If it hadn't been for Sarah Palin and her flippance of being correct, believe it or not, Senator McCain didn't have a chance in hell of being dog catcher.
Right.
And he was running for president. So he gets a hold of Sarah Palin, and he didn't count on Sarah Palin being smart. You know, she's one of those women that, being an outdoorsman type mentality, you know. The thing is that, but she called it right. And I'm going to tell you something. If I have any influence, if I end up being one of the counselors, which is what Trump wants for the water and the development, to eliminate part of the EPA and the development of it, I know what Hillary paper to go to do that, because Hillary wanted Nixon out. They used Watergate as the bump because Nixon formed the EPA. But the EPA was different in purpose than it is now. It was a formation of a different structure of how you would work with the food supply. But Nixon was the one who made the deal with China to save America. If you go to the new museum in Southern California, which I haven't seen because it just opened and I don't appear in public, but it shows the beginning of that handshake to China. And that was the beginning. If it hadn't happened that way, we wouldn't have America as it is today. Who do you think was sitting on the sidelines within the Justice Department then? It was Hillary Clinton. On that day, for that Nixon thing, you know, that went through, that big airplane that went over.
Yeah, the whole scam that's going on is this, Dr. Parker, is that, you know, Nixon was basically going to get rid of the Federal Reserve, just like Kennedy was. That
exactly.
Gold that came in from this this executive order that they're talking about right now.
That's right.
He was going to roll that into the 4,500 credit unions, and essentially they used that model. Then the Bushes used that model then to bust the savings and loan thing to basically rob America.
And that's what Trump wants to do is to change that Federal Reserve, which has never been touched.
Right.
Listen, I have to go around now, Jeff, but we're on the same page.
Yeah, look at all that stuff, and hopefully you'll get your audio stuff. Okay.
Oh yes.
Thanks. I hope
so. Absolutely. There's no question about it. As a time accumulates in the real world to do things, because I'm very productive when I can be. I appreciate everything, Jeff. The whole thing is that the voters are everything. And you're going to have to, as they say, get their big pants on. Because what's coming up? And, you know, it's within days. Because today, as far as Hillary Clinton's concerned, and the elites, and Nancy Pelosi, America's over. And it's not before this third debate everybody's hanging their head on. But it all comes down to, you know, women worry about how they're treated. In this culture, women are treated like goddesses and they don't even realize it. They don't understand a man's psychology. in terms of how much a man really loves the woman. I'm just saying, and I know what I'm talking about. You read all the working on the neuropsychiatric work that I do for the Brain Project and the rest of it. I've never felt women really understood a man. They say, oh, don't mess with me. I'm beautiful and bitchy, thinking that they're so damn important. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Women are important. They give birth, and they have to have sperm to do it. And men revere their family. I know. I did a lot of last prayers in the military for people when we were in battle. There are only two things that man wanted me to do. Go visit his mother and tell his wife he loved her. That's the real world, ladies. You can take Trump and talk to him all you want, but the people around him know that he's never, ever... He's been a man in terms of his thing because of his processes, but he never did anything wrong in the bigger picture. Women are going to have to put up their big dresses, their slim dresses, and their heads together in the next 2 weeks, because the fate of America is in their hands. Because Hillary Clinton is beyond being called anything. Trust me. Just trust me. If I do anything in this life, what I'm telling you now, I can't say everything. I'm going to let Charles Krauthammer say it for me. He appears on Fox once in a while. Charles Krauthammer alluded that he had no doubt some of the 30,000 emails Hillary deleted from her private email, this is from Charles Krauthammer, were likely had references to the Clinton Foundation, which would be illegal in a conflict of interest. Charles Krauthammer considers Clinton Foundation as organized crime at its finest. The way he outlined it, and the reason I'm paying a lot of attention to it, we'll know in a few minutes. Number one, you create a separate foreign charity, in this case, the Clintons set up it in Canada. This is Charles Krauthammer talking. Number two, foreign oligarchies and governments then donate to the Canadian charity. In this case, over 1,000 did, and they're contributing mega millions. I'm sure they did this out of goodness of their hearts and expected nothing in return. Imagine Putin's buddies waking up one morning and just deciding to send an untold millions to a Canadian charity. Number three, Canadian charity then bundles these separate donations and makes a massive donation to the Clinton Foundation. Number four, the Clinton Foundation and the cooperation of the Canadian charity claim the Canadian law prohibits the identification of the individual donor. Number five, the Clinton then donates and spends the money for legitimate goods on a 10% basis. The balance goes to the Clintons. Pays the salary of the members, the hangers-on, the fun lavishing travel. Again, virtually tax-free, which means that we're subsidizing it. Number six, the Clinton Foundation, with access to the world's best accountants, somehow fails to report much of this tax, and they discover these unclerical errors and begin the process of refilling 5 years of tax returns. Number seven, the tax result is that foreign money goes to the Clintons and is untraceable back to the original donor. So this is a definition of money laundering. And the Canadian charity includes a principal of Frank Gusta. He's the one that set the formation of the Uranium One sale to the Russians of the Canadian company of our uranium in this country at 15%. We'll see you at the other side on Parker Pathways. Call number is 800-313-9443, and we'll continue this.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network. And the call number is 800-313-9443. And I want to give credit, large credit, to what I'm reading you from Charles Krauthammer, was given to me by a very devoted listener and supporter of RBN. I'm not allowed to say the name, but really high up there. Now, the reason that I'm reading Position 7 by Krauthammer, which is a net result of Clinton Foundation, that foreign money goes into the Clintons' pocket, free and untraceable back to the original donor. So the charity has a principal, Frank Grischow. Now, he's a guy who was central in the formation of Uranium One, and the Canadian company has somehow acquired that massive United States uranium interest and then sold them to the organization controlled by Russia. Now, this transaction actually required the United States Department of State, and it required that approval from Secretary of State, which was granted, according to Charles Krauthammer, which is true. Now, I'm going to stop there for a minute, and I'm going to tell you where I come in on this. You see, before, on position 6 that Klein was talking about, that the reporting system by the accounts in the Clinton Foundation was based upon the idea of product. Now, the product that is involved at the time, if you remember, where the Clintons were selling blood from prisoners, and they had HIV. And the HIV blood was sending to Canada, and the Clintons made a lot of money on that. And of course, people like myself, there are about six of us in America that Uncle Sam uses for things like this. They have all of the experts in the world in America to solve these kinds of problems, and they knew about it, but they brought us in. They're second opinions. So it turns out that what was catching my eye at the time, you got to realize that the drug system, Fauci, at the National Institute of Health, they're working very hard on trying to get drugs that would help on the HIV, but HIV is really eight viruses in one. And a person, let's say, from the prisoners, they don't get the kind of care that's needed. And, of course, that blood is highly contaminated, and, you know, you get a 4-to-1 ratio. In other words, you can get four people that get HIV from that one unit of blood. That's the problem. You can take eight people, and have your LD50, or lethal dose 50, at 50%. Well, in this case, it was. So you have four people out of eight. So you do, if you do predictive statistics in the real world where people actually get diseases and die, now you're getting a 20% death rate based upon what's the standard deviation of life itself, which is based on a 4% ratio, based upon the T cells of the body. In other words, these are cytokine T cells of the lymphocytes. So if you, let's say that you're selling the blood to Canada, and you're going at $105 a unit. So based upon that, you have a white cell cap. In other words, if you look at the blood when it's drawn, there is the white cell cap. In other words, it's a little thin film that looks white. Well, those are the white cells. See? So the white cells are worth more than the actual blood, believe it or not. See, because if you can harvest those white cells, then you've got a way to have literally a way to study or develop, so to work something out for a vaccine. So those were being sold separately. So the person who was getting the blood wasn't getting any immunity. If they were going to get immunity from another person, all you're doing is giving him virus. Now, which one of the eight viruses are you giving him? And that's where they bring a guy like me in. So I loaded my mental gun, figured it out. Long story short, they made a lot of money killing people in the real world. That's all I'm going to tell you. So we stopped. But the thing is, what we've got here is a different person that's going to go into the White House. Bill Clinton's going to be there with her at the side. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and we'll continue with this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways, and I was reading to you Charles Krauthammer's views about the Clinton Foundation. Due to time, I have to cut this short, but the thing is that according to Krauthammer, quote, as an aside, imagine how the former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell feels. He was in jail because he and his wife took $165,000 in gifts and loans for doing minor favors for a person promoting a vitamin company. Not legal, but not exactly putting United States security at risk. Sarcasm aside, if you're still not persuaded, this is a cleverly structured way to get unidentified foreign money to the Clintons. Ask yourself this. Why did these foreign interests funnel money through a Canadian charity? And why not donate directly to the Clinton Foundation? And why did they donate directly to the people and organizations in the countries in need? Now, the destruction of the 30,000 emails, according to Krauthammer, was a risk he was willing to take. Bill and Hillary are devious, unprincipled, dishonest, and criminal, and they are slick. Unquote. Well, you see, I've got a lot of answers for that. You see, it's always been the Congress. I've talked about it since I've been on air. When they meet, one act that they go through, the public, you know, it's another thing the public doesn't understand. They have a bill on the table that's been there for years to eliminate vitamin companies, vitamin supplements particularly. Now you say to yourself, why would the wife of the McDonald's choose to spend time in jail and not talk? As one of the options, like the other, there was one other woman that did that, over a vitamin company. Because, listeners, you see, for the progressive socialist to have Hillary's America, which is a film, which you can see in the theaters, you control the biochemistry through the water in the food to change the brain. This was the focus of Dr. John Holden in putting sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population, which they did. And that's what you're drinking now. I talk about it. It's the base of the thing. And I'm the person in the United States of America that put that on the national stage, even though it had been known for 45 years. The government work on human beings, on recycled water, and the addition of chemicals of chloramine and other disinfectant byproducts that produces the trihalomethanes. The government spent $7 million to have a conference in San Francisco, California, that was aimed at me and 16 others, high-level scientists, to suppress what I've been doing on RBN for 10 years. Now, you need to just grasp that a minute. We're not talking about people trying to sell something to make a buck. I'm going to give you this vitamin, and you're going to drink this filtered water and so forth. That is, those things don't work. We're talking about changing your gene structure in the real world. When you vote, you may not like, as I said before the last break, particularly to the ladies out there, if you want to protect your children for real, you need to see a bigger picture. And the bigger picture is the control of the food and the water and the land and the money. There's a book called Clinton Cash, which is advertised. It's made like a quasi comic book style. It talks about where the cash goes for the Clintons. And if you look over the projects carefully, you'll see what I'm talking about. I've been asked many times in private, what do you think is the biggest threat to the children? What should mothers really be afraid of? And I've made it very clear. They should be afraid of what they're going to be taught to think about their bodies and about their food and about their water. You see, the whole point of it is, when I opened the show today, talking about Al Gore's Nobel dinner, there was a subject that came up, and I'm just going to give you a part of it, and that has to do with animal trials. What's being planned is the prosecution of corpses to face prosecution in an animal trial using the animal trial system. This will be based on the Fontenay ox roses and laws which occurred in 1266. Now, when I opened the show today, I was talking about the Phineus, the island of Phineus, which is uncovered in the ocean thousands of years before Christ and the Helen of Troy, which is clearly identified in the 150-foot statue of a naked woman with various forms of carvings on her thighs on the discussion of how she ruled. Warriors killed themselves in the Troy War. Homer wrote a lot about it in detail, described the plants, described the war weapons, described the, which, by the way, was the impetus for the invention of the laser beam. And that was built by Arthur Clarke, who wrote out the 2001 Space Odyssey. Also, it was the impetus for the development of the science fiction thing of Dave the Computer. Excuse me. Now, it is postulated that the warriors who were part of these empires, there's a lot of talk of the terms of the carvings. In other words, Leonardo da Vinci was one of the few artists who was able to depict and sketch and the determination of what the humanoid looked like. And it's a postulation that actually those warriors who were part of the what is called the Thessa, the water areas of the process of going into the ocean for these islands, which are part of this large continent undersea, which later was, you know, ruled by Helen of Troy. Now you say, well, how is it possible that there are 1,500-year differences between Helen and Troy after she's on this island and taken and the warriors took her? Because it's postulated that they were actually, as artificial intelligence engineers are beginning to unravel, they were actually robots. And, in fact, they're even described in that form, excuse me, by Hermes. And then later on, when book survivals were being written, many years afterward, and there are two books that never made it into the Bible that talk about this, that actually the robotism of the earth had already begun. And a lot of that I will be writing about in my thesis, which will be part of my book. You take that because I was privileged to see. That's why Oxford wants to use one of the books that I'm writing as a thesis book, as a text, which will go into the main library of Oxford. That all being said, and the limited time I have on the second hour of the three-hour program today, of which there's an enormous amount of material to cover, but it's all very real, and it's not a vote anymore coming up for the presidency. It's got to do with principles of determination. Do you take Trump's version of building a bigger military? Will you take the process of development that most of the people in Congress today should be brought up on treason? Do you take it in terms of Hillary Clinton's position of not liking the average American? I believe is one of her comments. What does that do to medicine? What does that do to the self-worth of it? And how do you determine a place of non-citizenship and non-entity and whose life gets saved. This is what I'm going to talk about today in this 3 hours, depending on time, and it's very vital what I'm to tell you. So I'm not out to make a medical breakthrough in stem cells, but there is, in the stem cell series, what is called the induced pluripotent stem cell. If you dissolve the skin, you can have, it shows that you can use cell replacements by creating a culture of these stem cells. And researched for years that I've known, but haven't been able to work it, I've always felt that the potential for transplanted cells from the iopluripotent stem cell could develop tumors, or they could cause other pathologies. And if you reprogram the cell, which I've already invented a process of doing it with a team, that's we're using light to give signals from the brain to the stem cell to grow into a particular organ. And the next step in concern is that cause a mutation. And the answer is no. And I'm part of that in terms of, people feel that I've opened the Pandora's box to knowledge that's amazing. And I'm just saying to them all I want. And I tell, I always learned, being a former POW twice, if you tell people the truth, they don't believe you. So I told the truth to the people of the high science world. They said, you've come up with something very, very important. It could save millions of lives. They still call me Captain, I said, no. I said, all I want is just have good organs from the experiments on myself. And all I want out of life is a good cup of coffee, a steak, good bottle of whiskey, some decent food, and the companionship of a good woman. You can take your animal courts, and you can take the Hillary Clintons of the world and tell them to go to hell. I just want to grow my food on a ranch, mind my own business, do some seminars, do my knowledge engineering, do my patent work, talk to the animals, and anyone else that I can sell similar to Parker Pathways, I want to continue. That's all I want. And I want my listeners to know that I revere you. You're not listeners to me. You are people who are waking up to your own path. And if you can be a part of that, I consider it my honor. It's always said that if you have, I think it comes out of the Bible, I don't know where it comes from, I've forgotten, the thing is about the Christ mind that was in Jesus. But I always remember the statement when I gave prayers to people in the battlefield. I believe it was, I am of this world, but not of this world. And that is to retain the light of the universal awareness. I never forgot those words. And that's what I think is at stake in this election. When Donald Trump sought me out on the water, he did the engineering on chloramine causes health damage. He put it in. He says it's the third greatest thing he'd ever read and put together in terms of engineering. I have one more interview with Trump. Of course, things have changed because we have a society out here that has been, you might say, in the cloud of, how he might be treating women, or we have other things where, it's a process of belief systems. but I always put it this way. If that's how people feel too, what needs to be reminded is when Hillary went to Brazil in the Agenda 21 presentation, promoted Agenda 21, she was for the suppression of life and said so. And the next world war will be over water, and she will lead it. And that's what she presented. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for listening.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The statements that I believe that Hillary has given and the acts that she's done coming from the communications, I've uncovered in the emails, but also she said in the opening that Hillary, quote, "I hate the average American." Hillary is also given the, you know, taking money from the Saudi Arabians. And, of course, the Saudis, of course, we gave money to them, too, to have the technical help to the Saudis to help ISIS. So that's on the table. The during the time Bill Clinton was president, of course, he had Janet Reno as his attorney general. And I never forgot, this was when Jeb Bush was there, and Reno, he, as governor, he said he used a lot of his hands for the Schiavo case, which I always bring up. And that was the signal about, you know, they wouldn't give a cup of water to Schiavo, who was still viable for many years in the hospital. And the attorney general interceded, says you can't give that water to her because the water belongs to the government and she belongs to the state. I never forgot Jeb Bush for backing out on that. And I know just a few days ago, the elites in Congress, like the Ryan fellow, in charge of the Republicans in the House, they said, well, if we'd had, you know, if we, Jeb Bush had been voted, you know, as the way it is, we'd have discussions of issues in the debate. And that shows you how how crooked the Republicans are. They're not doing anything. They say, well, we have to do something. You know, we can't do anything unless we have a Republican president. Now they say, well, we can work with Hillary. The Democrats, of course, have done very little to try to work it through. In fact, Hillary's other statement that she's made that work should be controlled by the proletariat. She calls it cursing work. That's another one of her statements. And it was referring to what I'm telling you about now. And the vice president that Hillary has selected, of course, is a person who has, you know, the South American contacts that went into the beginning of what the Bushes had for the Sandinistas. In fact, the father Bush saying, well, I'm going to vote for Hillary, I thought was he has a right to vote for whomever he wishes. He's a former president and the father of, you know, of the son who also became a president, and another one who wanted to be president. He became a governor, you see, as well. But the contempt that they have for the personality of the working is almost beyond the pale, and it's very disappointing. And then you have the Beyoncé singer who has lyrics led for sexuality as being a whore, similar to the 11-year-old girl in the bus. We'll see you at the other end of the break to the third live hour of Parker Pathways. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And my email is kwata@sbcglobal.net. We'll see you on the third live hour of Parker Pathways.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.